Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 20th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you as a body of one, asking that you put your divine wisdom on each and every member of this court. Not just each and every member of this court, each and every elect official in Jefferson County. Because your will is the will of the people. We want to make sure we follow that. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our military personnel, ones that we fight for our democracy, ones in the homeland. We ask that you remember those families of those young men that were killed this past week. All this we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to reject all bids for the termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 6 for Jefferson County New Health Clinic in Port Arthur, funded by Round 1 disaster grant funding from Hurricane Ike by the Texas General Land Office with NNT Construction for an increase of $7,473 for the relocation of existing CRL window, addition of a new 36 by 48 CRL pass-through window, addition of new observation window for lab room, addition of reverse door swing, addition of specimen pass-through, and deletion of observation window in room P38, bringing the total contract amount from $1,996,002 and 33 cents up to $2,003,475.33, and that will not increase the number of contract working days. Item C is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is to consider and approve utilizing available capital funds and budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,270. Item B is regular county bills numbers, check numbers 409651 through 409936. Do I have a motion on those items under Auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Commissioner's Court, the first two items, A and B, are ones that I read last week but neglected to call for a vote on. We held the public hearings but did not consider approving, executing, and receiving and filing the orders. Item A is to consider, possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order creating the ExxonMobil Beaumont Refinery Complex Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. And item B is to consider, possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order creating the ExxonMobil Beaumont Polyethylene Expansion Project Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those two items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item C, under Commissioner's Court, is considering possibly approve the reappointment of Ms. Jeanette Holmes, appointed by Commissioner Alford, and Mr. James Wimberly, appointed by Commissioner Senegal, to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. I'm going to skip item D. Item E is considering possibly approve a proclamation for Americans with Disabilities Act Month. Item F is considering possibly approve a resolution regarding waiving court filing fees for Jefferson County residents subject to an order for emergency detention for mental health procedures. And item G is considering possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Frank Coffin, appointed by Commissioner Weaver, to the Spindletop Center Board of Trustees for a 2-year term. Do I have a motion on item C, E, F, and G?
Sure.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And is Mr. Chisholm or Mr. Dunham here? Please come forward, sir. Item D is consider and possibly approve and accept a donation from the Golden Pass LNG to contract with Labiche Architectural Inc. for architectural and design services for a master plan improvement at Keith Lake Fish Path launch in the amount not to exceed $35,000. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Are you Mr. Dunham or Mr. Chisholm?
Chisholm.
Mr. Chisholm, it's a pleasure to have you here. You're the new Vice President Site Manager at Golden Pass LNG.
Yes.
And recently I would note and wanted to thank Golden Pass for this donation of $35,000. The county has been working for many years with a Parks and Wildlife grant with money from Golden Pass LNG and Sempra Energy and with some county monies is to make a lot of improvements at the Keith Lake Fish Path. We've completed the boat launch out there. We're waiting for Chenier Energy to put in the boat, the parking lot, and we're trying to do a overall plan for improvement of those. And when that was mentioned to Mr. Belnoski and Rennie, they said, let's see what we can do. And they came back a little while later and said, we've got $35,000 we'd like to put towards the project to hire an architect. And we are just deeply appreciative of it. And thank you so much. And we appreciate Golden Pass being here today and part of this.
And we sure appreciate the county working with us on everything.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda.
Hold on, Judge.
Commissioner.
Kenneth, I know we see you here, and I know it's a proclamation dealing with disabled. Kenneth is a very active in the is in the blind association, and I want to recognize all you guys for being here. Excuse me, for a worthy cause that will be going on at Rogers Park, Commissioner. Commissioner Arnold, there will be a disabled awareness symposium and a resource event coming up. What day is that? Thursday?
Okay. Oh, are you here on behalf of the Americans with Disabilities?
Exactly.
Please come forward and introduce yourself, sir. I didn't have anything on my agenda that anyone was going to be present for this resolution or proclamation.
Thank you very much for taking the time to recognize this holiday, honorable mention of this event, 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. My name is Kenneth Simeon, Sr., President of the Beaumont Area Council of the Blind. Yes, we do have a few other agencies with us today. The Spindletop Center, Monique Sinnett, would you come up?
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Monique Sinnett, and I'm Public Relations and Marketing Administrator at the Spindletop Center. And I just want to thank all of you and the Commissioner's Court for helping us to recognize this very important event. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we have Ms. Sandra Harris with the Texas Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services here.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandra Harrison. As he said, I'm with DARS, Division of Blind Services, and we're so grateful that you allowed us to be here today, and we hope that each of you all will be able to come out and support our event on Thursday. Thanks.
Let me read this proclamation. And where will that be?
At Rogers Park.
At Rogers Park,
Rogers Park
at what
Community
time?
Center. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right, it reads, whereas the Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA, was signed into law by President George H.W. Bush on July 26, 1990, and whereas 25 years ago, with the passage of the ADA, our nation committed itself to the elimination of discrimination against people with disabilities, and whereas the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division plays a critical role in enforcing the ADA, working towards a future in which all doors are open to equality of opportunity, full participation, independent living, integration, and economic self-sufficiency for persons with disabilities. And whereas the ADA Amendments Act was signed into law on September 25th, 2008 by President George W. Bush, And whereas the ADA Amendments Act has made additional provisions and clarifications to honor the original intent of the ADA and to ensure greater equality and access for people with disabilities. And whereas the anniversary of the ADA celebrates 25 years of removing barriers and empowering people with disabilities, the Beaumont Area Council of the Blind, Texas Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services, Spindletop Center, Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission's Regional Council on Aging and Disabilities, and other community organizations in the area have planned an ADA symposium and resource fair to highlight efforts that are opening gateways to full participation and opportunity for people with disabilities. And whereas Jefferson County supports and upholds the privileges granted to persons with disabilities, now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County declares the week of July 19th through 25th as ADA Celebration Week in Beaumont. We encourage all citizens to broaden their horizons by participating in the symposium and resource fair being held at Rogers Park Center on Thursday, July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this day by the members of the Commissioners Court, and we thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'd like to encourage anyone who knows anyone with a disability to offer transportation to them to be able to attend the event on Thursday, because we do have limited transportation options here in Beaumont. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. All right. Is there anything any other member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? We are in the middle of our budget hearings this week. Let me say that the Commissioner's Court has made several comments this morning during our budget hearings that we're deeply appreciative of all departments and the work they've put in to pare down their budgets and to make this budget year a little bit easier. There are going to be some difficult decisions that are made this year as a result of declining revenues because of the price of oil and the effect that it has on our tax base. So we're genuinely appreciative of all the departments who have done their share to help make the decisions easier. Anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Pardon me. Let me say something else that's extremely important that I almost neglected to mention. Earlier this year, the county, with the assistance of Councilman Mike Getz with the City of Beaumont, put in for a Parks and Wildlife grant. I believe it was $37,000 or $42,000 to try to build a kayak launch out at the Visitor Center at Ford Park on the bayou there. Because of our lack of expertise in writing grant projects, the grant was rejected. They looked for more descriptives about the area surrounding the bayou where the kayak launch was going to be built. And word of the Parks and Wildlife turning down that grant request was published in the newspaper, and there were some comments by Councilman Getz. And as a result of those comments, a donor came forward who wishes to remain anonymous but is offering to donate $50,000 to the county for the purpose of building a kayak launch for use of the citizens of Jefferson County out immediately adjacent to the Visitor Center. We are intending to honor the request of that individual that they remain anonymous, but we want to express our thanks for that. I believe the name of the launch is going to be, with acceptance of the donation, that will probably be on the agenda as soon as we've received the check. One of the provisos is that the launch is going to be named the Catherine Phelan Kayak Launch, and so we're thankful for that. Councilman Getz, we're thankful for the work that you've done, the notoriety you brought to the project that resulted in this very magnanimous and generous donation to the county. So thank you. Okay. Anything else? All right, then we are adjourned.